Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said,
give your ummah my salams. The ulama say when we hear this hadith, we should say wa alaykum wa alayhim as-salam. And at the same time, we should think that who sent salams for us? Such a great Nabi of Allah, he has sent salams for us. And who brought the salams? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to till today, great, great ulama and muhaddithin, they have narrated this hadith and they have brought the salams. So we should appreciate this very great ni'mat and very great treasure. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also said, you must tell your ummah that Jannat is a barren land, just an open land it is. And the trees, the mansions, the rivers, the pool, all that of Jannat is according to our a'mal that we will do. How much more a person will do a'mal, so much his Jannat will be more beautiful and it will be having all these things. So amongst that, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, and inform your ummah that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is also amongst the trees of Jannat. How that we will read, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, we are planting trees in Jannat. In another hadith, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, all trees. So we should try and read the third kalima in abundance, in which all this comes. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So all this we are planting trees in Jannah. In one majlis as we are sitting, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the whole of deen in majlis like this. So one time Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great sahabi, he was present and little loudly he read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, atadri ma ma'ana la hawla wa la quwwata ya Abdullah? That, oh Abdullah, do you know what is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and his Rasul, no more better. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And today generally, we also don't know the meaning. And we read la hawla only like if we see a pig, then we say la hawla wa la quwwata. Or somebody committing some sin, or we hear somebody committing some sin about some bad, la hawla wa la quwwata. But the meaning is so great. What is the meaning? La hawla amma asiyatillah illa bi ismatillah. A person, there is no turning away, hawla, from any disobedience of Allah, from any sin, but only by the protection of Allah. Only if Allah protects you, then you can get saved from sin. Wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah illa bi'awnillah. And there is no power and strength to do the obedience of Allah, to do good deeds, only by the help of Allah Ta'ala. That is what our aqidah, our belief must be. Only if Allah save us from sin can we say get saved, and only if Allah give us tawfiq to do can we do. But as far as asbab and means are concerned, fully we must use our capacity which Allah gave us to stay away from sin and to do good. Allah has given every person himmat and power, and he must use that. It is just like rozi is solely from Allah Ta'ala. But everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim, nobody just sits at home, well, Allah is the giver of rozi, so I'm not going to work for my rozi, I will just sit. We all make our full effort. And we ask people to make dua for us, and we make our effort, everything. But our yaqeen there also must be that only Allah is the provider. So here also, our yaqeen, our belief must be only Allah can save us from sin, and only He can do, let us do. We got no power. We are no gods of our own. La ilaha, there is no power. There is no other god illallah. Only Allah has got all the power. So that is the meaning of it. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, when some person, a slave of Allah, here on the Farsh, on the earth, reads La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then Allah Rabbul Izzat replies and says, Aslama abdi wastaslama. And what is the meaning of Aslama abdi wastaslama? Aslama abdi. Ay abdi infada wa tarakal inada. The meaning of that is that my slave, my banda now has become obedient of me. And he has given up all disobedience. So Allah announces that. But then the malaika, so to say, they see that this banda is still committing sin. Allah said, now he has given up sinning. Now he has become my obedient servant and he has given up sinning. But he's still committing sin. So with a questioning look, they look up to Allah. Ya Allah, you said that he has given up sin, but we see he's still sinning. Then Allah's ghairat, Allah's awe, comes into power and Allah puts his protection on that person. Now he wants to commit sin, but now he cannot commit sin. Allah takes out that, Allah puts protection over him. And wastaslama abdi, the meaning of that is, a abdi fawwada sa'ira umur al-kainat ila Allahi azza wa jal bi asriha. That my banda, my slave, has handed all his matters over to Allah Ta'ala. Right from the roots. All your matters, whatever you got. You got this problem, you got health problem, you got financial. All his matters he has handed over to me. Like for example, if we buy a house property, we give it to the conveyances lawyers to do the transfer. If they are good lawyers, conveyances, we don't have to worry. They do everything. And they keep on informing us also. The work is at this stage. We need one more signature here. We need this paper. We need that paper. They keep on informing you. So a good lawyer, you got no worry now. It's off your head. You don't have to phone him every day and ask him what's happening, why it's not getting done, it's so long. He will see to everything. So Allah is ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal wakeel. The best friend and guardian and the best lawyer also Allah is. So when you have handed your matters, everything to Allah, you don't have to worry for anything in this world. Any court case you got, anything, you have handed it over to Allah, Allah will look after it. So this is when we read, first la hawla, then we read wa la quwwata illa billah. And this kalima is comes min kunuzil jannah, is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. In another hadith, kanz min tahtil arsh, it's a treasure from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And the arsh of Allah Ta'ala is the ceiling of Jannah, the highest point. And this is a treasure from there. In one hadith it comes, it's a cure for 99 diseases. And the lowest of the 99 is depression, worry, anxiety, tension, pressure. It's a cure for that. In another hadith, it's a cure of 70 problems. And the lowest of that is poverty, that you are short of money, you haven't got money. It's a cure for that also. So there's a there, and it comes. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell your ummah to read it in abundance. And in abundance, according to Arabs and Arab language, is to do something 70 times. So we should read it 70 times. And then our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, who was very, 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 very kind and merciful, he said, to make it easy, think that Allah has promised all good deeds, Allah multiplies minimum by 10. So if you read it 7 times, multiplied by 10 is 70. So at least 7 times a day we should read this. And also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that many mashayikh have made the complete islah, reformation of their murids, only by this kalima, by reading this kalima. Because in it Allah says you have become pious and you have given up disobedience. And that is what is islah. So when Allah declares it, Allah is making your islah. So we should read it minimum every day 7 times. Inform our families also, it's a very, very valuable kalima. And we also read it, tell our friends also, pass it on to as many people to read it 7 times, not even about 15-20 seconds it will take. And what a great reward we will get. May Allah give us tawfiq. So let us read it together now, one time, seven times, and then every day on our own, at least once a day, read it seven times. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. 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 لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا ملجا ولا منجا من الله إلا به. Only about 20 seconds. You should read it.